Hey everyone, good afternoon. My name is Robin Eaton from What's my podcast name again? I don't remember. Bitchin' Over Wine. Okay, so I just started my podcast recently as an extension of my business, The Savvy Bitch Lifestyle, and my actual company name is called Savvy Bitch Company, and what The Savvy Bitch Lifestyle is, it's basically online living, so creating a business for yourself while you travel the world and leveraging the internet to generate income. So that's the premise of The Savvy Bitch Lifestyle, and you look pretty fine-ass doing it too. So that's, you know, that's kind of an idea that I came up with about a year and a half ago. I was working for other people, which I don't ever recommend because you generally want to hang yourself on a daily basis, or I did anyways. Office work, restaurant work, I did door-to-door sales, I did all sorts of things, and I just didn't find fulfillment in any of it, and I wasn't able to pursue any of my dreams. And one of those things is acting, and I really, really love it. I've been doing it for many, many years, but I was having this internal conflict all the time where I felt like I had to deal with the devil and work for other people just to make money. But I was sacrificing being able to pursue those dreams. So that's where I started this company. And as an artist, I think that, you know, it's something that's in you, and it's, you know, it's one of those things that it just never goes away, and you have to find a way to make shit happen. So born was Savvy Bitch Company and The Savvy Bitch Lifestyle, and I've recently started a podcast because I want to talk to people that are like-minded like myself, that come from an entrepreneurial background, an artist background, and that are just so driven that people look at them, they just can't believe, you know, that they're not doing what they want to do. So part of my mission is to inspire people, help people, you know, realize their dreams and that things are totally possible and that they can go after, you know, what they want in their lives. And it is totally, totally a reasonable, you can do it. You just can fucking do it. That's it. Anyways, so I met Andrea Godden.
Yes.
I met her about 2 years ago at Canadian Music Week. And I got to see her perform. And it was just amazing, like the transformation, because I spoke to her beforehand and then I saw her sing, and it was just a beautiful moment where I just saw this woman like come out of nowhere. It was unbelievable. So, you know, I was so happy when she agreed to speak with me on my podcast about a month ago, and we've been working out details ever since. And she's done a lot of really cool things. She sang on a fan cruise with Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block, which is really cool because, I mean, like, I used to hug my pillow at night and pretend it was him. You know, like, I love New Kids on the Block. So, and she's also worked with some of my friends, like Carl Wolf. Like, he's a personal friend of mine. And I know him really, really well, so it's really cool to see that, you know, people that I'm meeting are also getting to work with people, you know, that I've sort of been in touch with throughout the years in my career. So I just want to introduce you quickly to Andrea Gooden. She's having her music video debut release party next week at Bressai in Toronto, and that's super exciting. And do you have a new album coming up too?
I'm working on an EP.
Oh, okay. So she's working on a new EP. Anyways, I just want to introduce you to Andrea. And we're just going to talk a little bit about her background, her career, and what's going to happen next for her. So everybody say hi to Andrea.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So we just want to point out really quickly that we are drinking these amazing lime ginger refreshments with alcohol, of course, by Social Light. And these are from your friend, right?
Yeah, he helps promote them, okay. And I love how they're so light, they're not too sweet, and yeah, they're really cool. Vodka soda beverage.
Yeah, there's like no sugar in them, which is great for fitness people. Exactly. We can still get drunk.
No hangover.
Okay, so I want to know a little bit about your growing up, because you grew up in St. George, Ontario.
Yes.
That's a small town.
It's very small, and a lot of people don't know, but I still actually live there. I drive back and forth to Toronto, and you know, I'm always here working on everything. Obviously, in a small town, there's not many opportunities.
Right.
But when I was growing up, I got to get experience in local talent shows and local festivals, like the Apple Festival. Anyone in St. George would know what that is. And yeah, I started performing when I was 4 with dance.
Okay.
And then when I was 11, I started singing and you know, started meshing the two together, so singing and dancing at the same time. So
what kind of dance were you doing?
I was doing jazz, hip-hop, ballet, you know, all around dance.
Because I started as a dancer, too. I did tap and jazz. So tap was my very, very first talent. And then I started doing some acting, and I did a little bit of singing, too. So that's really cool.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, living in this small town, you chose to still live there. Why do you still live there, though?
I think right now it's been working out fine. So I think for now that's what I'm going to keep doing. Eventually I do want to move to Toronto. So hopefully that'll happen sooner than later. I love Toronto. All my friends are here and, you know, it's just so much stuff to do, so many opportunities.
Right. Like the commute's got to be a bitch though. Like, cause I just live north of Toronto in Aurora and I know when to not drive places because of getting stuck in those traffic jams. I would have to leave 2 hours before a 5-minute audition or something, and I just think that sucks. So
rush hour sucks too. Yeah,
it's gotta be the worst. So you live in this small town, you love it there. You're gonna move to Toronto eventually. So I want to know a little bit more about the Brantford Teen Idol. So like, what made you decide to enter in the first place? Like, was it a parent thing? Like, you got to do this, or was it just something you're like, I have to do this?
It was probably something more like I have to do this.
Right.
I usually took the chance to perform anytime I could. So anytime there was a competition or a performance opportunity, I would make sure I would just do it because you never know who's in the audience. You've probably heard that before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Many times. Very, very true. And so I always took that opportunity, and it ended up working out because I ended up winning the title. So that was really cool.
That's bomb. And you know that Justin Bieber used to busk on his streets when he was a kid in front of the theater and stuff? I thought that was cool. I saw that in one of his movie there. I don't know. It was like Believe or...
Oh, yeah.
It was like his first
one.
Yeah, and I actually gained a lot of respect for him after watching that movie because I'm like, this kid can play like 7 different instruments at like a high level. And he's like 5 years old. Like, what the hell? Who can do that? So your family background, would you say, like, they're obviously supportive of you?
Very supportive,
And how was it growing up in your family? Like, what was it like in your house?
They put up with my loud music rehearsals and everything, and, you know, they would take me when I was younger to everything and help me set up and help me do the shows and take me to rehearsals, and, everything was, they were all very supportive, and even my cousins and my aunts and uncles, and you know, they come out to the shows whenever they can. And I'm very lucky because I know not every artist has that in their family, so I don't take that for granted, for sure.
I can relate to you on that because I'm actually the only artist in my family other than my cousin. He's an amazing musician, but I'm the only actor in my family, and I'm the only one with blue eyes. I don't know if that is supposed to mean anything, but and I actually, like, when I was going to drama school or drama classes throughout school, I would have to always go with, like, the neighbors and their kids or whatever because my parents wouldn't, like, they just couldn't or wouldn't drive me anywhere because they just didn't get it, you know? So you're very, very fortunate for that reason, and that's probably explains why, you know, you're such a well-rounded artist as it is. So, like, as an artist, what would you say what's your biggest struggle, do you think, like, as a musician and a female in the business?
That's the first thing that I was going to bring up, being a female in the business. Mix, who's my management company, we're an all-female team. So, you know, a lot of people think they can walk all over you. And I think we have a very strong team, and we don't put up with that at all. We know what we want, and we know how to get it, basically. So yeah, it's been working out so well so far.
No fucks given. I like it. It's great. And so, like, in terms of, like, your place, where you are right now and as you're evolving, what, like, how do you feel about that, and how do you feel your growth, like, this far?
I think when I first started writing, I still write on my guitar. When I first started, it was more of a pop rock sound, and I never felt like that was truly me. When we were producing the songs, it was, you know, pop rock, and I wanted to do, you know, R&B, pop, dance, which is finally what I'm doing now. So I think through, you know, the past, I've been writing for almost 10 years. Through the past 10 years, I've really gained a lot of experience and know how to get the song I want and the sound I want in the studio. So I think that's been good. And, you know, I've had a lot of experience with live shows and networking and stuff, and it's all, you know, helped me out really well when I go to events and when I'm working on everything I'm working on. So
one of the biggest complaints that I always hear, like, and it's mostly in the media with, like, major artists, why they leave labels or their production teams and stuff like that, is because they're not getting creative control over their own work. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they're sort of a slave to, you know, because record sales and this and that. So it's really mm-hmm. nice that you have sort of that, it looks like you have that flexibility and freedom right now. And it's still, mm-hmm. I mean, relatively early in your career, yeah. you know, and then it's just going to kind of keep going from there, I think, for you.
Yeah.
But what do you think your fears are in terms of, like, because for me, I actually don't want to be super famous. Like, I really don't, because yeah. there's so much shit that comes along with it, you know, like, you yeah. can't go out in public, you, like, you lose a lot of yourself in it, mm-hmm. because you're always having to put on, like, a face or a proper sort of thing, and I have a son, mm-hmm. but, like, for you, what do you think, like, you know, if you reach, like, a certain level of fame, you know, where you're recognized all around the world, what do you, like, how do you think that'll affect you, and does that scare you?
I think it is a little scary, and you see everybody, you know, on things like TMZ, and, you know, that is intimidating, and nobody really wants to have that bad publicity, even though people say all publicity is good publicity. I'm not sure how I feel about that. Mm-hmm. It goes to an extent, you know? So I think that would definitely be a fear. Yeah, that we'll have to see what happens.
So what you're saying is get all the blackmail stuff on you now so that we can sell exactly, it to the pap later. Exactly. Okay, so has anything creepy ever happened to you? Like, has anything really bad happened to you as a result of who you are?
There's a lot of interesting people, a lot of interesting messages. One day I woke up, I looked at my Facebook, I'm like, oh, I guess I'm married now. Oh. Somebody posted that they were married to me, so I called my manager, Katrina. I'm like, this is a problem. He was, like, from, like, Brazil or yeah. something, like, you know. So, you know, stuff like that happens quite often, and it definitely keeps things interesting.
Well, just, I get dick pics from time to time, which, I mean, I just, you know, send them to their wives. That usually solves the problem pretty quick. So, and since we're talking about male genitalia and, like, all that kind of stuff, dating, I find it difficult to date in the industry that I'm in, because a lot of people can't separate your career from your everyday person or whatever. Do you find the same experience for yourself, or have you been a pro at it?
Yeah, I've dated people in the music industry, and it's definitely a challenge, because, like you said, you know, if you're working all day on your music and all night, and then you just want to break with that person, you know, it doesn't really happen. You know, as you know, we always have to have our phones on us because people are calling us for bookings and stuff. Yep. It just never really ends. So when you're with somebody who's in the industry, I'm not too sure how I feel about that. You know, I've also dated people who aren't, and it was very much more laid back.
Yeah.
So
did you find that they were jealous of your career, though, or felt like they had to compete with it in any way?
I think more so the people in the industry felt more competitive.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, because I've actually, like, I've sort of unofficially dated people in the industry, and I just find, like, they're so career-oriented, like myself, that the relationship is always the last priority.
Yeah.
That's what I've found.
Yeah, I can agree with that for sure, yeah.
And so, like, how do you feel about, you know, marriage and family with a careers like ours?
It's hard because it's 24/7, and one day I do want to get married. I don't know about kids.
Yeah, about kids,
but,
okay.
But married for sure. I'm not sure when, because, you know, my career is my number one priority. So we'll just see what happens and go with the flow kind of thing.
Absolutely. And you know what? You're smart for that, because I had a child when I was 17, or 17. My God, I was one of those girls. No, I had a child when I was 27, and I actually had just started modeling at that age. And I just made the decision shortly after that I was going to be, like, this big actress. And it's been a real challenge of balancing it, because I have to double plan for everything. I have to plan for my child to be looked after and make other arrangements on top of it. So it can be, difficult. So I think that would probably be why a lot of celebrities wait till later in life to have children. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, and once they're sort of at a place where they might feel accomplished, that they can sort of take more of a back seat and balance it a little bit better. I think that's kind of how it seems to be working. And then I guess our generations flip too, right? Because now it's like, it's not just dudes working, like women are just like taking it by storm. So, do you believe in, you know, the old fashioned sort of values where, you know, where the men, well, obviously, you know, this is like the stupidest question ever now that I'm thinking about it. I was going to ask you like, well, you know, do you think that the men should be out working and the women should stay home? But clearly that's not the case. So.
No, I wouldn't let that happen.
Okay. So proudest moments. Today, what do you think is, like, you know, for yourself has been your biggest accomplishment? I'm not talking about, like, something that you've necessarily been recognized for, but just something that you're like, man, I fucking did that. Like, that's awesome.
I think one thing personally, not something that, you know, everybody else would really recognize, but I started writing when I was 14, and I was very, very nervous at first about it. I didn't know what to write about, and at 14, it's kind of hard to, you know, think of topics and stuff, you know. So my guitar teacher and producer at the time, he kept talking and talking me into it, and finally I gave in. And I think that was a turning point for everything, because if I didn't start writing, I don't think I'd be where I am today. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's probably one of my proudest moments.
And so you've worked with or opened up for Carl Wolf, who's a friend of mine, and Craig Smart. I don't know him, but he's on my Facebook. and then there's Aaron Carter and O-Town, which those guys are really hot, by the way. And is O-Town, are they Canadian?
They're
no. Okay, I was going to say, I'm like, I didn't think that they were Canadian. Neither is Aaron Carter. But Theory of a Dead Man, they're a really good band. I've seen them. Mm-hmm. And so what was it like being able to open up for them? Like, or is there any one of them in particular that you had, like, a memorable moment?
I think with a lot of them, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. A lot of the celebrities you open up for, they're so down to earth. It's crazy. You know, you see these independent artists who aren't so down to earth, but then the people who've actually made it, they're so nice, they're so humble, and I always try and take every piece of advice they tell me and use it in my career. Mm-hmm. So it's been really cool, and you know, the crowd and the type of music they play is perfect for me to join them on stage with. So yeah, it's been really cool, and hopefully I get to do more of the opening act stuff too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carl, like he's definitely a legit guy. Like, he's so honest, for starters, which is not always a good thing, but he's like, but he's so professional and he's so driven in what he does. And I've watched him work before, and the guy's just a wizard. So it's like, it really is a testament that you're opening up for somebody like him, in my opinion, just because he's so talented. You know what I mean? And I don't even know if he even gets the credit he really truly deserves, but unbelievable. So good for you on that one. So what's like a little known fact about yourself? Like, is there something that you can do that like not a lot of people would really know about?
Like, that's not related to music at all, just a random.
Yeah. Like, it just literally like, you know, like, well, I can like pick my nose with my,
I can,
with my foot, you
I
know?
Can do the wave with my stomach.
Really? Oh my God. Can you show me, please?
Yeah, okay. I can see totally it. Show you one second.
I want to see you. Oh my God. Really?
Do Katrina, our manager, she's sitting behind, she's shaking her head.
Okay. No way!
And I can go reverse.
She can even do it in reverse. That's so awesome! Oh my gosh! Oh god, that's hilarious. So we did talk about the family stuff. Cool. So I don't know. Like, I'm sure a lot of people that are listening have heard some of your music before, but I don't know if you feel like it. Maybe just performing like a small little piece for us.
Sure, yeah.
I would love that. And I might have to give you flowers. Like, I love you! Awesome. We'd love to hear something from you.
The new single that we're promoting, AD Empire, Falling, and it's the remix by AD Empire. So
awesome.
Yeah, I'll just do a little snippet of
it. Sure, that'd be great.
Never been somebody. Never been somebody who knows what I want. But there's been this one thing, and it's got me wondering, boy, you're kinda hot. We're so connected, I'm disconnected from the voices telling me to behave. Oh, didn't expect it, how could I let it? Why did this happen to me? Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, you got me falling real hard. call you baby, so I call you baby. What you gonna do? What you gonna do with me?
Oh my gosh!
Wow, that's pretty good after you've had a couple sips of vodka, too. I can only imagine what's going to be like when we see you doing it live. Okay, well, I mean, I feel like that seems like that's a natural close for us. So, but one thing you can do is just talk about your upcoming release events, your upcoming mm-hmm. album, and just let everybody know where they can find you online.
So I post everything on my website, AndreaGodden.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at AndreaGodden and Facebook, Facebook.com/AndreaGoddenMusic. And I post every day with updates, everything I'm doing. And yeah, come to the Falling release party if you are free next Friday, May 27th at Versailles.
Nice. Okay, well, that concludes our podcast today with Andrea Godden. Just a little quick shtick there. I'm currently seeking sponsors for my podcast, so if anybody would like to contact me, you can at info@thesavvybitchlifestyle.com. And you can also find all my social media at the same handle. So there's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and I think that's as far as good as it's going to get for now. I might eventually doing some Snapchats because, I don't know, I became a Snapchat whore on my last travels, so I'm really into the Snapchat now that I know how to use it. Yeah, other than that, and you can also find me at my modeling and acting websites and social media, which is at Robin Eaton, so R-O-B-Y-N-N-E-E-A-T-O-N. Thanks a lot for listening.